Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter number 6. Amen. We've heard these scriptures different times, different messages. But the Lord help me tonight. I want to try to reach in a direction the Lord has laid on my heart tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse number 15. God's word said, "So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of God with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing." Somebody say dancing. "Before the Lord. And she despised," somebody say despised, "him in her heart. They brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place, in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of all burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts." Verse 20, "David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, 'How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself.' David said unto Michal, 'Was before the Lord, which chose me before thy father and before all his house, to anoint me ruler over all the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. And I will yet more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight. And of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor.' Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto the day of her death." Verse 16, I had you read the words I want to preach to you about tonight. David was dancing. Michal was despising. Help of the Lord tonight, I want to preach to you on the dancer versus the despiser. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to declare the word of God. Hallelujah. Meet us at this altar tonight. God, let your word pierce our heart. We'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you as you're seated. All of us would agree tonight that society is undermining the value of marriage. We would all agree that society, from government on down to lower levels of local governments, are trying to redefine even the terms of marriage. But you and I would also agree that the foundation of our churches would be our godly homes. And if a home is under attack in the world and trying to be redefined, I believe every home, every marriage is under attack of Satan. And possibly more now than ever before, we need a move of God not only in our churches, but in our homes. I love the word of the Lord when Ezekiel wrote and he said, "As I sat in mine house, the Spirit of the Lord met me there." Amen. Wouldn't you love for the power of God and the Spirit of God to be manifest in your home and your life? Hallelujah. I'm concerned in asking God to send revival to our homes, because this one thing I know, if we lose one child, we've lost one too many. And there's one thing that you and I do not have to pray about, and that is that God intends and God desires for your entire family to be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 19 concerning Abraham, God said that he knew Abraham would direct his family. He would direct all of his household after him. Joshua 24 and 15 gives to us that clarion call for every leader of the home. Matter of fact, it's been quoted in this meeting. "As for me," somebody quote it with me. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." God desires for the entire household to be saved. Hallelujah. We talk about Cornelius and the move of God in his house. But the Bible said in the 10th chapter of Acts concerning Cornelius that not only Cornelius, but his entire family was baptized. God wants household salvation. When Lydia, the seller of purple, gave her heart to the Lord, the Bible said in the 16th chapter of Acts that not only was she baptized, but her entire household was baptized. Later in the same chapter, the Philippian jailer that gave his heart and life to the Lord, not only was the jailer baptized, but his entire family was baptized. The 18th chapter of the book of Acts concerning Crispus, the Bible said Crispus believed and all of his house. How many wants your entire family? I said, how many want every son and daughter, every granddaughter and grandson? I said, I want my entire family to be saved. Hallelujah. So in my text tonight, we have a family that's in trouble. The roles could be reversed. In our text, David finds a positive light, and Michael is put in the negative light. The roles could easily be reversed. But tonight I want this story to unfold, because we have a man and a woman. We have a king and his wife. They're living on different pages. They're not excited about the same things. They're living on different pages. As I tried to find the mind of God today for this service, I felt like there probably would be a couple tonight in this building. I realize I may not preach to everybody tonight, but I felt like there would be at least one family, if not more, that you are living on different pages. You never plan on getting a divorce. You'll never file for divorce. You're still faithful to the house of God. You're still going through the motions. You've not turned in resignations yet. You may still play music and sing in the choir, but in all reality, you're absolutely living on different pages. Your hearts are beating in completely different directions. I felt compelled by the power of the Holy Ghost to march into this building tonight and to tell you it is God's will. It is God's plan. Not for you to struggle. Not for you to be divided. But for you to shout and enjoy the blessings of God and for your entire family to be saved. Two things I'd like to preach to you about tonight, and I'll be done and out of your way. David's desire for the blessings of God. David is the king. He's been installed. He's leading the nation. But he's having trouble leading his own house. He's having more success on the job than he is in his marriage. Something to be said for David, this new king that knows beyond a shadow of a doubt, we must have the presence of God in our midst. Something to be said for David. His predecessor Saul loved the palace. He loved the limelight and cared not for the spirit of the living God. But David had a heart. David pleaded. David begged. David knew he needed the presence of God. There's something to be said for the men of our churches and the men, the husbands and the fathers. There's something to be said for the man of God that will not be passive when he comes to the house of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is it we'll get passive, men, when we come
into the house of the living God. Hallelujah. Get excited about swapping fist stories. Get excited about the latest hunting magazine. Look for the latest Ruger pistol. Want the latest model of the bass boat. But yet we come and sit service after service. We come week after week and we sit there acting uninterested, acting simply bored in the house of the living God. I've never been bored by the Spirit of God. My heart is like David. I need your presence. I need your power. Hallelujah. There's something to be said for a king. Says, hey, I need your presence. I need your power. I need you in my life. I've got to have you. Is there any men in this building tonight? You'd lift a hand toward heaven quickly and say, God, would you visit my home? God, would you visit my marriage? God, would you bless my children? Hallelujah! Dad, they're taking their cues from you. I want my children just to make up their own minds about serving the Lord. You know what? I remember when we changed schools. I was in second grade. I didn't want to go to the new school. I didn't want to be the new kid in the class. I didn't want to make new friends. And you know what? Mom and Dad didn't give me a choice about going to school. Hallelujah. I remember when in eighth grade they said, hey, you need to take algebra. I don't remember my dad ever giving me the option if I wanted to take it or not. Hallelujah. Why is it? Why is it we take them hunting when they're little? They can't even walk. Amen. They're bow-legged because we started so quick. Amen. We want them to fish. We want them to be the hero. We want them to be the athlete. But yet when we come into the house of the living God, we sit there. We never show them how to dance. We never show them how to worship. We never show them how to run. We never show them how to glorify God. But David said, we've got to get that ark. We've got to get the ark. We've got to have the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. David deserves honor for what he's doing, but he's going to receive scorn. What is sweet to David is bitter to Michael. But David has an absolute profound desire. Oh God, would you touch our family? Oh God. God, this nation needs your presence. I'm going to stand flat-footed and tell you the reason I never signed my boys up to play basketball at the YMCA. I don't care if they ever make anything as far as dribbling a basketball. I never signed them up for Little League Baseball. I don't care a thing about it. But every time I come to the house of God, I'm pushing them. This is the only thing that counts. This is the real deal. This is everything. I said, this is everything. This is everything. I got to be careful right here, but there's one fella I know got two backslid children. They had to go to college. And I'm all for college. I got some degree. I'm not against education. Hallelujah. But he was so focused on that. when they quit the choir to stay home and study for finals, it didn't bother him. He didn't worry about it. When the young people took trips, they never went. They were too busy doing something else. They were too busy with their nose in the book. And to this day, he's got two backslid children. I've never heard him say, "Would you pray for my children?" I've never heard him say, "I want to see my children." I'm not saying that he doesn't. But what I am telling you is this. He acts like it's not that big a deal. He'd rather see a diploma on the wall. He'd rather see them make six figures. They're going to split hell wide open. And my God, church, are we interested? Are we interested in a move? Are we interested in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Living on different pages. Now, when your wife meets you at the door, you've been working, it might be good news. But if she's standing in the driveway, "Buster, you're in trouble." And my text says, as I introduce you to the second division of what I want to preach to you about tonight, and that is Michael's disregard for God's blessings. The Bible says that she marches out to meet David. She marches out to meet David. She is in love with the palace. She is in love. She has been reared as Saul's daughter. Matter of fact, in the passage that I read to you tonight, three times she was referred to as Saul's daughter or the daughter of Saul. She's never introduced as David's wife. Did you catch that? She was more in love. She was more in love with the palace. She was more in love with the kingship. She was more in love with sitting high in that window and looking down on the people. If you would, she had a palace mentality. She'd always been in the palace. She was raised in the palace. She'd kind of got used to it. Matter of fact, she kind of felt like she deserved it. But David did not have a palace mentality. He had more of a pasture mentality, because on the backside of the Judean hills, while he was killing lions and bears, Samuel sent word and said, "God is going to make you the next king of Israel." And God looked down on a young ready boy that had a heart for God, and God said, "You're the king. You're the king. You're the king." And David never forgot from where he came from. I'm going to stand right here and tell you tonight, oh, I don't want to forget where I came from. Hallelujah. How many say amen to the fact he reached way down? I said he reached way down. I said he reached way down. Michael said, "I am not interested. I am not interested living on different pages." You hear me? Hallelujah. Brother Head, I know it's Friday night. We're not going to shout. Hallelujah. If I give this mic to the Jersey Tornado, you might get them spinning on their heads in about 5 minutes. Amen. But I feel like there's somebody in this building. Amen. Come here, Beth. I feel like there's somebody in this building. I said, you're living on different pages. Amen. You're trying to cover it up. You're trying to masquerade it. You're trying to go through the motions. But in all reality, you're starting to drift apart. You're starting to move apart. You're never going to get divorced. You're never going to leave the house. You're going to stay together for the kids. But in your spirit and in your heart, it's like David and Michael. It's like David and Michael. You're separating. Hear me tonight. The clarion call of God's word. There's help. 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 I said there's help at the altar of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You say this story isn't that big a deal. The last verse of this chapter. From that day forward, Michael never had any children. But hear me closely. The Hebrew language is a lot more richer. It insinuates there were no more relationships between David and Michael. She was moving out of the palace. Hear me closely. David invited Bathsheba in. In just a few chapters, she came on into the king's palace because Michael had moved out of the king's palace. If we can get the sixth chapter right, we may never get to the story of Bathsheba. Oh God, somebody help me. If we can solve the problem right here, if we can stop it right here, we don't have to see another divorce. We don't have to see another couple break up. We don't have to see another adultery case. We don't have to hear another sad story. And instead of leaving this building in the same state, why don't you grab your dear darling? Why don't you grab your spouse? March to the front of this building. Lift your hands toward God and say, God, I've got to have, we've got to have your spirit. Oh, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. How would I like to see somebody get help tonight? Lift your hands toward heaven right now and say, God, help us. Hallelujah. 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 When you began to mock the worship of Jehovah, you closed the womb to new offspring. Michael mocked the worship of Jehovah, and it closed her womb to offspring. When the church of the living God begins to take lightly our worship, when the church of the living God begins to take lightly our worship, our praise, amen, and our time in the presence of God, we're not going to birth sinners into the church of Jesus Christ. And likewise in your home, amen, if there's one, and like I said, it could be reversed. I've seen girls, young ladies and young mothers, wives that were sold out and dedicated to God. I've seen them try to drag their husbands. I've seen them try to pull the load. And then I've seen it conversely. When men just wanted a wife that loved God as much as they did. Hear me, friend. I said, hear me tonight. God is interested in your marriage. God is interested in your home. God is interested in your children. A new spouse is not the answer. A new job is not the answer. A new church is not the answer. A new car is not the answer. The answer is right here. I've got to have, I've got to have a move of God. Hallelujah. Couples get trapped into that wind thinking. W-H-E-N. You get married. You say, well, I'm a little unhappy, but when we get to buy our first house, and then you move in and it's a little small. The yard isn't as big as you thought. The neighbors aren't as kindly as you thought they should be. Well, when we can sell this and get a little bigger place, and then you get a little bigger place, and then, well, when we have children, that'll really bring us close together. And then you have children, and it only magnifies. It only puts pressure on the stress cracks that are already there. And you think, well, they're just little and they're staying up late and I'm losing my sleep. When they get to be a little older, then it'll get And this cycle has been going on for years now in your life. It's that wind thinking. The problem is not a new car. It's not a new job. Amen. No, no, no. It's not more children or having children at all. It's for you to grab your honey by the hand and say, we've got to go to the altar and lift our hands and let the Spirit of the living God come down and draw us closer together. Amen. I feel like some of you build up walls. Amen. There's walls built between you. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, I believe God can rip them down tonight. You can leave this building. I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. I believe you can leave this building as close tonight as God intends, as God desires for you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, this isn't camp meeting preaching. I understand. Hallelujah. I understand. Maybe it's more pastoral preaching. Hallelujah. I preached to the same people 14 and a half years. I've seen them up and I've seen them down. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather be preaching to them while they're in the pew. Amen. I've been there when they split up. And I'm friend, I still wake up. I still shed tears over that one I saw split up. Say, my God, what could I have preached? What could I have done? What could I have said? And I didn't want to leave this campground tonight without the opportunity. If you're living on different pages and the devil's pushing you out to a divorce court, I say, come on. I say, come on. There's a move of God in this altar for your family. Hallelujah. 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 Would you bow your heads with me right now? I'm just going to bring it to a close right here. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Mark, help me on the music tonight, would you please? Hallelujah. You're in this building. You say, Brother Austin, you may not even know my name. And I'm going to be careful here. I'm not going to embarrass you in front of this congregation. It's going to be between you and the Spirit of God. Amen, but I want to start this thing moving in the right direction. You say, me and my husband, me and my wife, we're living on different pages. We're living on different pages. And we need a move of God in this building tonight. I want to see you lift your hand. I know it's going to take courage. I want to see you lift your hand toward heaven. Hallelujah. There's two hands right there. Any others? Any others? Any others? Any others? Just a moment, I'm going to open this altar. God bless that hand. I'd like to bring all the families in just a little bit. But before we get there, I'd really like to see the Lord help us in this building. And if you've got an urgent need, I'm telling you, there's help at this altar. There's help at this altar for our families. There's help at this altar for our homes. God wants a household salvation. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us living on different pages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He doesn't want mama shouting and daddy backsliding. He doesn't want daddy running the aisles and mama bored with the things of God. We better get on the same page. We're going to lose children if we don't. We're going to watch them backslide and we're going to say, what happened? But hallelujah. Hallelujah. It may not even be young marriage tonight, friend. There are those in this building that might have been married for a while and still feel it's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to do something very, 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 very courageous. Hallelujah. And if your pastor's in this building, I want him to meet you at the altar. Amen. But while the church of God is praying, you say, I'd like to see a revival in my home. Hallelujah. Maybe you've got lost children. Maybe you just need help in a special, special way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But while the church of God is praying, You say, I need help in my home. I need help in my marriage. Amen. I want you to grab your spouse. Grab your children. I want you to come to this altar tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hands toward heaven and wait for God to help you. Come on right now. I know that's courageous. Amen. I know that's different. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, friend, I'm telling you, you're trapped in that wind thinking. You're trapped in that wind thinking. It's going to be down the road. But your help's right now. I said your help's right now on a Friday night. Thank you, church, for praying. Come on. Would you beg God to help us here tonight? Thank God for these that are responding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I believe there's more. Hallelujah. Oh, God from heaven. Oh, God from heaven. We're living on different pages. But when we leave here tonight, we're leaving in one accord. When we leave here tonight, we're leaving in unity. We're leaving as one flesh in the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, tonight, would you just visit this tabernacle with your spirit? Oh, God, right now, give us a spirit of liberty in this building. Oh, God, give somebody courage. Give somebody courage to step out towards you and say, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God from heaven, would you visit us tonight? Hallelujah. Church, stand with me if you would. Oh, God, thank God for these that are still moving toward the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. While they're going to sing tonight, here's the way I want to do it. Amen. I'd like for you to grab your spouse if your children are in the building. Amen. I'd like to turn it into a family altar. Hallelujah. I'd love for everybody in this building, amen, to grab your spouse by the hand. Say, come on, we're going to the altar. Would you do it right now? Come on, come on. Let's step out. Let's move into the altar. Let's thank God for what He's doing. Let's thank God for what He's done in this camp meeting. And you say, oh, God, we've got to have your spirit. Oh, God, we've got to have your power and your presence. Come on. Come on, everybody that wants Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and lift your hands toward heaven. My God, visit our homes. My God, visit our homes. Maybe you've struggled to have children. Put it before the Lord. Put it before the Lord. Put it before the Lord. Say, God, would you bless our home with children? Oh, come on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Let the Holy Ghost from heaven help us. Come on and let the Holy Ghost from heaven help us. Jesus.
You've given God the problem. It's no longer up to you. You prayed the prayer of faith. You're standing on God's truth. While you're waiting for the answer, God has a question for you.
Come on and worship Him. Hallelujah, Lord, bless our fathers.
Is anything
bless the leaders of our homes.
Too hard
bless the men
God.
Of God. Bless the husbands. Bless the fathers.
Who's got a problem?
Come on, men of God.
Beyond His power to solve.
Come on, men of God. Come on, men of God.
Are there situations? Hallelujah. He's not the master of.
Save our children. God, save our children. God, save our children. Oh, God, save our children.
Who's got a problem beyond His power to solve?
Oh, to the Lamb of God.
Are there situations?
Oh,